got a Hebrews chapter 10 tonight. Just a few thoughts on my heart tonight to say about this tonight. In Hebrews, thank God, the Bible said, for the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year, continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshipers, once purged, should have had no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. It can't happen, brethren. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God. And so Jesus, when he came into the world and took a body. He identified with humanity. He became humanity. He became us. In one place it said Jesus became us. He took on the robe of flesh. We know we've preached that and taught that because it's biblical truth, that he became man. He was the God man. He became man. Amen. He was God all the time, but he was man. Amen. And he still, thank God, is the risen Lord in body. Amen. He took, thank God, his body and laid it down for sin once. He was sacrificed. His body was punished. Amen. He suffered. He learned obedience through suffering. And he suffered for sin once. And tonight, praise God, we remember this thing, that the bread that he took on that night and broke, he said it was his body. It was a picture of what he was about to do, to go to the cross, and his body be broken for us. And through that broken body, thank God, came out. Amen. This great sacrificial death. Amen. That Jesus died for sinful mankind. And brethren, the night he done it for you and he done it for me. And listen, the Old Testament economy was animals. They used animals to sacrifice. Amen. That was a picture or a type of what, or a shadow of what was to come. Everything in the old, thank God, is pointing to the new. And that's why Jesus, thank God, fulfilled it, brethren. He was the one. Listen, he took a body like ours. You get that? Amen. That's why he came into the world, to die for sin. That was the very purpose of Christ to come. Amen. Was to die for sin once. Hey, God, listen, them animals, if I can say this, they didn't mean a whole lot to the people. Amen. But Jesus, brethren, listen, he was us. He was dying for us, and he became us. Amen, that the Father could receive me. He only accepted what his Son done, and that's just still the way he is. It's not my goodness. It's not what I've done. It's not the abilities I have. It's not something that God foreseen in me that would be good. It's just simply his own Son. That's what grace is, the favor of God upon undeserved people. And he done it, thank God, through his Son Jesus. And brethren, he was beat, the Bible said in Isaiah 53, which is one of the greatest chapters in the Bible. It's a prophetic chapter about Christ. And brethren, it was already in the eyes of God done. But he said this. He said, but he, thank God, was wounded for our transgressions. Amen. He was bruised for our iniquities. Notice the language. Ours. Amen. Everybody reads that. Thank God, Isaiah proclaimed that. That he was bruised for the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. That's right, brother, and we know that's spiritual healing. I'm not saying there's not physical healing, because there is, but the cross wasn't for physical healing. The cross was for spiritual healing, because he dealt with sin on the cross. And you can go back to that thing and say, well, sin caused sickness. That's a true statement. But brothers, listen, not everybody's healed the sick. Amen. That's right. Some people have been, and we know by faith we can pray. But personally, when I read this, I'm thinking about a spiritual healing that he gave to man from sins, amen, from sins committed, and brethren, the consequences. Notice this, what he said in verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray, and turned everyone to his own way. And brethren, this is one of the greatest verses in the Bible to me, because understanding come with it one day when I was lost, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Hey, the hath, brother, listen, that's past tense. Amen. The Lord hath, he done it before the world began. He laid the sin of the world on his own son. Praise God, in his mind it was already done. But in time he came and he died, and he took this body that God, amen, gave him, and come through the virgin's womb and became man. And brethren, he laid down that body. He laid down himself, amen, on the cross. He willfully took our punishment. He was beaten, my friend, but his visage was marred. And brethren, he was beat. But the Lord judged his son for our sin. The Bible said the Lord bruised him, and it satisfied him. It justified us. Thank God, that's the only way God had to do it, friend. Amen. He showed his own, thank God, my friend, amen, his own way about sin. He showed how he hated sin, how that sin had to be judged, and it was judged on his son, Robert. And he judged your sin on his son. Why would we think tonight that a man, my friend, listen, is going to have to face the judgment when it's already been judged? I don't have to go through the judgment. Thank God, friend, he's already been judged for it. Amen. Listen, that's a shame and frustration to the grace of God, that people think that they have to do anything. There's nothing you can do. He's done it. It's done, finished. It's complete. He gave up the ghost. Amen. Thank God, he died, friend, on the cross. He hung there. Thank God, for 6 hours. Amen. But brethren, think about Gethsemane when he went through that. Amen. The olive press. Amen. Listen. Thank God, he prayed and he got to that place. He knew the cup of suffering was coming. And he said, if this cup can pass, let it pass. He said, but nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. He had to submit, amen, to the Father as a man of Christ. Thank God, to go to Calvary and die for sin once. He gave himself. And brother, tonight I think about that. He took my punishment. He took my suffering. He took, thank God, can I say this? He took my hell. Amen. Listen, thank God, my friend, he died for me. Paul said he gave himself for me. Thank God, the only one that ever knows that. Thank God, has ever experienced it. Amen. Thank God for Christ. Everything about this Bible is Jesus. Amen. The gospel is more than the death, burial, and resurrection. That's a good foundation. But brother, it's the word of God. It's the faith. Praise God. Amen. Listen, this word that preached out of my heart. Brother, there's some of you that said, I don't even know what the man preached that morning. I got saved. But it became good news to you because it got in your heart. And it is by the risen Lord. It is. He bodily resurrected from the grave. He bodily resurrected. They thank God. They could feel him. They could touch him. They could eat with him. Thank God. Amen. That same body, thank God, has sent it on high. That's right. And the same ones are coming again. He said, this same Jesus, thank God, whom you see go away, shall come in like manner. It's the same one with the same body. Amen. Listen. And we are his body. Amen. Thank God for that. Amen. Notice this. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He's brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and a sheep before his shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Brethren, he went through it, and he did in his own body. He said, he bare our sins in his own body on the tree. He bare it. He took the punishment of it. Amen. Well, when you take that bread tonight, and brethren, you take it and thank God in thanksgiving of what he did for you. And know it, it's all him. It's not us. It's him. He done it for us. He became us, one verse says. Amen. Listen, he became our God and Lord and Master. Amen. Brethren, thank God. But he could never, amen, saved us had he not died for us. Had he not gave himself for us. We'd still be lost today in some false religion. Amen. Trying to make our way to God and never will. But he done it, thank God, for good. And he done it, thank God, because he knew, brother, that was the way mankind would be saved. And that's what the book teaches. I bless his name for it. And I thank God tonight he gave himself for me. Amen. That's one of the greatest things I can tell you tonight. Thank God he gave himself for me. Amen. I bless the Lord for it. Brother Kevin's going to come preach a little tonight about the blood. You pray God help him. Amen. Amen. Bless you.
I'm going to read some scripture from Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 26. Jesus is with the disciples in the upper room. They're partaking of that last Passover meal. We're familiar when that began there in Exodus chapter 12. And the words that our Lord shared with Moses, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. The blood was a necessity.
Yes, sir.
Jesus is speaking unto these disciples, and he is explaining what he's doing and why he's doing what he's doing.
Yes, sir.
The Bible said, and he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it.
Yes.
Because he would not shed some of his blood, but he would shed all of it.
Amen.
It was not just one drop of blood, but it was all the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And he said, for this is the blood of my New Testament, which is shed for many, for the remission of sin.
Amen.
I began to think about what Jesus is saying here and about that blood that was shed, how it was poured out, how it flowed out. And it gives the ideal of that which was done on purpose and for purpose.
Amen.
There was no accident involved in this. Friend, it was the plan of God from the foundation of the world.
Yeah.
All these things that Brother Hyde even mentioned were pictures and types, metaphors of things to come.
Yeah.
There in the Garden of Eden, when the Lord shed blood and clothed Adam and Eve in skins, it was the innocent that paid the price for the guilty.
Amen.
So it would be at Calvary. You think about the picture of this blood, and as we partake here in just a little while, that's why we use that juice that's pure, not that which is fermented. Because not only is it a picture of his blood, but we see the purity of the blood that was shed upon Calvary. It was the blood of God. No other blood would do.
Amen.
He said, not by the blood of bulls and goats, but by his own blood.
Amen.
And once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us.
Yes.
I thought about the place. Sorry to have been mentioned, but it was Calvary.
Yes,
that's the place where the blood was shed. Thank God for me and you. As a matter of fact, from Gethsemane to Golgotha, it was a trail of blood that Jesus shed. Praise God. I appreciate that.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something. He did it willingly. Thank God for me and you. I appreciate that. Thank God for that, brother. As he prayed, as his sweat became as great drops of blood falling to the ground there in the garden. As he was there in Gabbatha, the judgment hall, as they mocked him and the things they did to him, he took it willingly.
Yes, sir.
When they took him to Calvary, the Bible said he bearing his cross.
And
there they nailed him as they pounded the nails into his hands and feet. As they had beaten the back off of our Savior. As they had scourged him, as they planted that crown of thorns upon his head and drove it deep.
Yes.
Do you understand something? He did that willingly because he loved us.
Amen.
Boy, I appreciate that.
Amen.
Having loved his own, he loved them unto the
Amen.
End. But I appreciate God for it. It was a work of love tonight. He did that because he cared. And I'll tell you, if you ever began to wonder tonight, does Jesus care? You better believe he cares. He cared enough, friend, to shed his blood. Thank God for me and you. The purpose tonight, thank God, was redemption. Jesus speaks here and he said, "Is shed for the remission of sin." We understand that that means forgiveness. The Bible said in Hebrews 9, verse 22, without the shedding of blood is no remission. There could be no forgiveness. And when you go throughout the scriptures and the different things that the Word of God has to say, but I'm reminded of what Paul had to say. He said, much more than being now justified. Now think about what he's saying. We were unjust. We were guilty and sinners before God, but we have been justified or made as just if we had never sinned. And it was because of what Jesus did, who willingly, thank God, took our condemnation, our sin, and brother gave a payment, thank God, in full for me and you. And the Bible said, as brother Howden preached, the Father saw the travail of his soul and was satisfied. Why? Because he fulfilled the demandments of the law. He fulfilled everything. Didn't come to do away with the law, but he came to fulfill it, and he did fulfill it. The Bible said, being much more now justified by his blood. Isn't that something tonight? Thank God that we can be made just and be justified. We shall be saved from wrath through him. Thank God tonight I'm not under the wrath of God. Thank God, friend, there's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Bless his good name tonight. Boy, I appreciate him, don't you? The Bible said, as Peter would write and say, we're not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from the vain conversations received by tradition of our fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. Boy, don't you appreciate that? And I tell you, there upon Calvary's cross, he shed his blood for me and you tonight. And Jesus is explaining what he is fixing. Do you understand that they're going to leave this upper room? They're going to go into the garden, friend, from the garden, he'll go to Calvary. It's just a few hours, and he's telling them what he's going to do. And he said, I just want you to understand this cup that we're fixing to partake of. And what we're fixing to do here, it's a picture, friend, of the blood of my New Testament, which is shed. He said, I'm going to do that for you. And he said, I'm going to do it because I love you. That's personal tonight. And I appreciate it. Bless his good name. And I tell you tonight, as we partake of this, to me it's very sober and it's very serious tonight. And I hope it creates in me a heart and an attitude of real thanksgiving and appreciation for what Jesus did. I wasn't there to see him suffer. But I tell you, he suffered like no one else ever suffered. Can you imagine, friends, suffering like he did and the things he went through and our sin which he bore, that the Father in heaven, friend, darkened us this world in the middle of the day as he cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Can you imagine what Jesus did? All of his blood fall into the ground. Then there came that time, Brother Hyde, in words of victory. Our Savior said, it's finished. Thank God, brother, that last drop of blood was shed and the work was done. Hallelujah to God. Now he said, I just want you never to forget what I did. Sometimes we're prone to forget. He said, don't forget it. He said, as often as you do it, he said, just do it in remembrance of me. And that's why we're here tonight, because of him, to remember what he did, to remember his body that was broken, and to remember tonight his blood that was shed.
God bless him.